talking to Daddy?
Yeah, I'm with Kirsten. She's actually still at the hospital, and I thought I'd record this audio boo very quickly so that she can give you a horse's mouth. Well, she's not a horse, you know.
Yeah, about that.
I will. About how Alice is doing.
She's doing really well today, actually. Hold on, see if you can hear her now.
Snuffling away, as she does.
Can you hear her snuffling? Sounds like a little piglet. But she is doing really well. She's coming off her oxygen levels. She was on 2 litres of oxygen, and now she's down to half, which is really good. And soon, hopefully, she'll be off of that. So she can take the horrible prongs out of her nose, which she thinks are pretty awful. And she's moving off of having her food put down a tube down her nose into her tummy and just having feeds with me, which is much nicer.
It's a good step in the right direction, isn't it?
Yes. And hopefully if that goes well tonight, then she can have the tube taken out tomorrow, which would be really good. And she still has like a little monitor thing attached to her toe so that they can measure her oxygen levels and her pulse rate, which quite often she likes to kick off when the machine goes crazy beeping at me.
Oh yes, the beeping machines.
Or when she gets particularly excited, it can't pick up her reading properly, so it gets really cross because it thinks that like her pulse rate has dropped by like
drastically.
And it really hasn't. No, because I can see that she's absolutely fine. She's having a great time playing, and the machine is screaming, literally. So, yeah, there's that. That's always fun. But no, she's good. She learnt a new skill while she's been here to wrap her toys, which she didn't.
You hung them on the cot, didn't you?
She's got this, like, it looks like an American cow that's got horns and things.
Mm.
And a little book. And they're on the side of the cot. So when the side's up, she grabs hold of them. And right now she's got like a little rattle toy on her arm that she's flinging around. And yeah, she's much more playful. But I just think she's been so poorly, yet she's learnt a whole new skill.
Well, still being as ill as she has been.
Yeah, this just shows how clever she is.
It's very impressive.
And she's smiling away at me right now and kicking her legs and is very excited. And yeah, she still needs a bit of help sucking all the disgusting mucus and stuff out of her nose and mouth at times, but a lot less today than she did. So
suction pump.
And she's had the IV cut out of her arm, so she has her arm back again because it was all bandaged up in a splint so that she couldn't bend it and pull it out. So
she's got
quite a bruise on her hand where they first tried to put it in, and now a bruise forming on her arm where it was.
My daughter's not a drug addict.
No, she's not. But, and she's charming everybody. They all think she's lovely. And also how beautiful she is and her big brown eyes. And, yeah, they all come in and see her and everything. And we've had a lovely nurse today called Tony, who has been really nice and just, like, done little things for me, like bring me new bedding to make up the bed and... Actually, the first instance bought me a blanket as opposed to just one of those rough, hard hospital sheets.
Oh, man.
So,
along with the hospital sheets, do you have school tracing paper in the toilets? I mean, great.
No, not quite so bad.
I remember that. I actually do remember that in the 80s. I was at school with that stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
You could write on it.
How
with
they
a crayon.
That was okay
it was
for children.
Horrible.
I have no idea. But...
Yeah, of all people, children that are delicate anyway.
I know.
I never understood that. That's papering over the cracks, if you will pardon the pun.
That's gross. But yeah. So it's not too bad. I'm going a little bit stir crazy being in one room.
Well, you haven't really gone very far, have you, the whole time?
Four doors.
You got there at Sunday at 1:30 in the morning, and you've been there ever since.
In this particular room, yeah, I've been here since 1:30. Well, it would be Monday morning,
that's right. Monday morning at 1:30.
Monday morning. And I go as far as 4 doors down to this, like, basically it's a shower room with a big plug in the middle, and it's a huge big bare room, and it's right in the middle of the really busy corridor. So you're there trying to shower and get yourself clean.
I just wouldn't like
hear
that.
everybody outside, and I'm like constantly, even though I know the door's locked, got my eye on the door just in case.
You need to wedge a chair under it just to feel more secure.
I know, honestly. So yeah, I feel pretty.
Well, at least you've managed to stay connected. The iPhone and 3G data is your friend.
They have. It's not dropped out or anything. Been really good.
You're good. I think I'm
on the seventh floor. And
it is the seventh because I'm.
Although there are lots of buildings, they're quite far. Like, there's a good distance. So, and I can see the canal. There's like bits. I mean, not sort of proper. What is canal? But it's just it's weird because there's like all these big office buildings, and then sort of running through, there's just this canal that literally. The pavement kind of goes along, and then there's a dip. I'll call you back, yeah?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Okay, bye.
That happens occasionally when she has to go and feed or the doctor's coming or something, so that ended short prematurely, but at least you know that Alice is doing a lot better. Thanks for listening.